Okay, on continuing discussion on the RFP application, or the application we received from the RFP. In this meeting here, we're just going to talk about suggestions that we go forward to the county commissioners. And so, as we previously discussed, he's wanting 150 for his time, 150 per hour. What I or we would like to suggest is we get with him in person and negotiate out a contract so we can run it through county commission meeting, talking about work that he's done in the last 5 months waiting for this grant, where we could take and bill him for work that's already been done, and then also start to bill him for work that's been done in the future.
I think that's a good idea.
Your thoughts, Jared?
Yeah, I think that's good. So you said you have approximately $8,000 for this?
Yes.
And you want to pay him for time spent? So, I don't know, if it were me trying to hire a contractor, I would want a scope of work labeled out that spelled out, you know, what the expectation was for the remaining, say, $60,000. Even though it sounds like the scope keeps changing, but that's what I would want, scope of work and estimated hours associated with it and things like that.
Okay.
So anytime I hire a contractor for something, I'll absolutely have it require the scope of work, estimation of hours to completion, due dates, things like that.
Yeah, the other thing that you could include is whatever the scope of work is, the price, $150,000, not to exceed whatever money's available.
Yeah.
If I remember the grant, I've got to have, there's an end timeline that I've got to report what I spent my money on, and it cannot go out for years and years.
Mm-hmm.
To get this done. And so it might pay him to do it, and then he might hire staff and other people to accomplish it as well. So how about if we make it a check with Andrew and see when's the next time he's down here, and let's get this group together and see if we can get it all hashed out.
Monday.
He'll be here Monday?
A week from today.
I may or may not be available, but don't
okay.
Stop if I'm not here.
Okay. What's your availability, Jared?
Next Monday?
Yes.
Either myself or Brock will be available. I am booked in the morning till about 1. And so either myself or Brock can definitely be there.
And I may be able to,
okay,
to be here, but...
What time do you think he's going to be in town?
I don't know, he'll be here all day, so we could do it after 1. He could do
okay.
The other stuff up at the research center prior to 1.
Okay. All right.
So you're thinking around 1 o'clock time frame?
Yeah, we'll try to do it after 1 and have him do some of his other work before 1.
Okay. And if that doesn't work, just let me know, and I'll cover the meetings here and send Brock that way. So...
Okay.
Will you send out an email or Megan?
You bet. We'll have Megan do that.
Okay.
The second thing on the agenda was moving forward with the YouTube video campaign. Do you need to take that? We can take a break if you do.
No, that's okay. That's okay.
We've had a little bit of previous discussion on that, but I can say again what my personal preference is let's move forward and create the video, and then we'll when we get it done, we'll review it and see how we're going to get it out. Jared had talked about, he was thinking it was right around 20 homes that are available through professional realtors. And so we've had discussion on whether we ought to move forward or find another project. I'd like to hear everyone else's opinion.
you know, I think the videos can be. I think that people will look for opportunities to expand housing if there are employment opportunities here.
So I have Scotty pull some rough data, and it looks like the median home price in Emory County is about $139,000.
Right.
That differs greatly from anywhere on the Wasatch Front, obviously. Average rent sits right around $600 a month. And so from an affordability standpoint, I think that we definitely have something to offer. Inventory is low, but it's starting to slow down over the last few weeks. And so I'd imagine that inventory will hopefully start building back up. There has been interest. I think I explained it last time that there have been a number of people that have moved from outside of the area because they now have the ability to work from home. That's without advertising or anything, and it's largely due to home affordability and recreation opportunities and fiber internet work from home ability. I know she's gotten a couple of requests even since our last meeting for people from out of the area looking for relocations. So, you know, we can absolutely put something together. I can have Scotty put together a more formal response if you'd like that gives some sample product. Whatever you want to do, Kent. I think it's a good idea.
My thoughts is let's create a formal RFP or RFQ, whichever one is the right way to do it, and put it out to where Emory Telecom and others can bid on it, and then we'll decide in our next meeting.
Sure.
Okay.
That sounds good.
All right. And we'll have, I'll have maybe what we can do is send out an email to all of our group asking for suggestions in the RFP, and then our office will put it together and get it advertised. And what I want to do is just kind of, I want Emory Telecom to bid on it, so I don't want to do anything that would make it look like it's written for you.
Okay.
And I'm not sure on the agenda. I wanted to touch on, it says board members' concerns. And so maybe let's go around the room and see if there are any board member concerns. I had one that I wanted to bring up, and I wanted you guys to weigh in on. I'd like your perspective. And maybe I'll just kick it off. And it has to do with Airbnbs. And so in Moab, they've dealt with planning to where they're limiting the number of Airbnbs. And I think Green River is this way. Every time there's a home that goes up for sale, somebody buys it as an investment, turns it into an Airbnb, so it depletes the stock for your working people. And so there's not enough of your older stock, cheaper stock, for your minimum wage workers or those, you know, that work for $25 an hour or less. And so they're looking at legislation to limit the amount of Airbnbs that you can have in a region. And it doesn't have to be today, but I'd like to know from your perspective, is there anything that we need to do in the future, you know, to preserve our housing stock for our children, the workforce, for the people that we want to bring in, or do we want to just turn it loose and let the market decide what they're going to be?
I think that, you know, we're obviously a long ways off from that becoming an issue from a Airbnb standpoint. However, it's absolutely a problem in Park City, in Moab, and in San Francisco, and in some of these other big places. They are starting to limit the numbers. And so I think it absolutely makes sense to put a cap or some sort of a ratio. I don't know what that ratio is. I haven't researched it, but I know that's one of the biggest problems in those high tourism areas is that, you know, it's not affordable for somebody to buy a house when someone can make a ton of money on Airbnbs. So it's an issue.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know what the number is. And just even the neighborhoods, I think in general, those that have Airbnbs do a good job of upkeep. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're out marketing it and have to have an upkeep, yeah. But neighborhoods, you know, certainly might have concerns. So.
Yeah, I don't know if it's something as simple as saying, you know, there's 500 homes in Orangeville, and we want no more than 5% to be Airbnbs and do it on a town or a county by county basis. I don't know how you want to do it, but that would be 25 Airbnbs in all of Orangeville. That seems like a pretty big number for what we have now, but we really might have 10 or so already in Orangeville. I'm not sure.
Right.
Yeah.
So maybe you pick a percentage that seems reasonable and stick to it and say that's the cap until somebody else goes out.
Okay. I just want us to have that on our mind because it's, you know, on the other side of it is if you have a home, you ought to be able to sell it for any purpose you want that's legal, you know, and so there's that.
It's a tough line. I know, for example, St. George, they don't allow Airbnbs in St. George. Washington County does, but St. George does not. And so there aren't any Airbnbs in St. George.
Hmm. Wow. That's interesting.
They don't allow it. So,
maybe it's a city issue instead of a county issue. Hmm. Okay. Any other concerns, Lauren?
No. No, nothing I can think of.
Jared?
Nothing I can think of right now.
Lynn?
We had on the last meeting we had, we discussed after we get this ironed out with this contract ironed out with Andrew, we had talked about maybe going out for somebody to go try to move some boundaries or something up here, but it was on the agenda or on last time's minutes to be talked about again today, but it didn't make the agenda. But without the group here, I don't know that you want to discuss it today, so just bring it up and remind
get it on the agenda for next time. That was hiring a consultant, wasn't it, to go out,
yeah,
and
find somebody to go try to bring some businesses in next to the plant out here that used a whole bunch of power and brought some jobs with them that want to get out of California.
Okay.
There is, I guess there is one other ongoing effort, and that is the property exchange from Clawson up to.
Have you heard anything?
No. Rachel Boyack had been calling Gil.
Because Jeff Guyman sent I forgot the gentleman's name. The guy that we've been dealing with for the last 8 months or so, Jeff sent him an email last week and said we haven't heard anything for a while. What do we need to do to keep the ball rolling? And he hasn't answered him back.
I'll call my contact and see if there's.
But we do need to get that finished up. We came a long ways. Everything was going really, really good, and then they went quiet again.
Yeah.
But we agreed to pay the difference, and we paid for the appraisals, and the only question was whether or not they were going to force us to do a environmental study, and at one time it sounded like they were, and then towards the end it sounded like maybe it wasn't a big deal, but I don't know if that came back up and stopped it or what stopped.
I'll look into it.
Because I think it was passed through LBA.
We
took some action, didn't we?
Yeah, we're ready to write a check to the power company. We just all of a sudden it went quiet on their end. I was hoping to finish it before the end of the year.
See, now I'm anxious. We had a gentleman from Farron contact us about what can the county do for, it was DeBry's. He's looking at manufacturing e-motorcycles and possibly opening up a plant in Emory County, and what could Emory County do for us? And I was thinking through that special service district we're doing, we could build a 5,000 square foot building for light manufacturing.
Mm-hmm.
and limit it, you know, limit it to manufacturing, and you can stay in there for the first 4 years until you get on your feet, and then you got to rotate out type thing. And so I'd like to see that get transferred so we could build as far away from the research center as we can.
Uh-huh.
And so I'd like to see it get done as well.
Yeah.
Well, we'll adjourn the meeting, seeing how everybody's addressed their concerns. So I don't know what the date is, but if we're doing this like on the third Monday, I'd like to do it again in December on the same Monday.
Okay.
Okay.
That all right.
Good. And then I'll pass it on to Brock in reference to the interview discussion next Monday and make sure that one of us is available. So I'll keep an eye out for that invite.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.